4 PXB.
What? How are you doing?
I just got an early start in the morning because I got to go to all the election sites and make sure that they're set up. Well, I got to go to 13 of them to make sure they're set up for the runoff elections for Spartanburg today.
Oh, that's interesting. I hope they pay you for that.
Yes, I get mileage plus the 200, I think it's in minus taxes. So, yeah, it's definitely paid. I worked the first election on the normal day, and then now since I got a runoff, it's the same amount. So it's 200 minus the taxes and then plus mileage.
That's pretty cool. So you're like in the poll monitor, right?
South Carolina. Just have to make sure that the voting machines are set up and all prior, prior to the first site opening, I got to be there at 6:45, which I'm only like 3 or 4 minutes away from the that site. So I'll definitely make it there in time. Then I just got to make sure that the site's open according to my checklist.
Well, thank you for that service, sir. I'm sure our country, our fellow countrymen, would appreciate you very greatly for ensuring the integrity of our elections.
Talking about just definitely encourage people to get out and vote, and if they don't, and they don't like things the way things are going in the world, then you just have to suck it up, buttercup, because they didn't go out there and do their part to try to change anything.
I voted for the first time in my life for the presidential election in 2020. The only thing that really bothers me is even if you do vote, those big people are going to try and make you feel bad for voting for who you voted for. But I guess, we just don't need to listen to those people.
Well, it's definitely true. You have the right to vote who you want to, regardless of, somebody may disagree. You vote who you want to for what you want to see done, because what people really don't realize is when you vote, it only gives your representatives an idea of what the people want. They can still cast their vote for whomever they wish, but they go with the consensus of the people, so that way they will get put back in office.
Roger. I think I'm sitting at one of the longest red lights in Greenville County.
The long red lights work out. They're the longest, but then stay green the shortest.
There's one like that in Easley. If you're coming from Dennis Street, I think, and you want to either turn right on the 93 or cut straight across on 93 to Snowy Drive, it'll stay red a long time. But man, it's like only green for 2 seconds, and then it's back yellow and red again.
Sometimes that's the sensor plate doing that. If there's nobody on that sensor plate, then it's going to go back to green to keep the traffic flowing. But there's one on Woodruff Road, and crossing Highway 14 and Woodruff Road, it will stay red about 2.5 minutes, and I have timed it. It stays green 22 seconds.
Well, it just so happened I'm on Woodruff Road, and I'm probably going to come to that red light this morning. I have to go to the Narrowbottom Center, that's where my company is located.
I'm on Woodruff Road because people really don't pay attention. They'll just turn left and right in front of you, within close proximity of your vehicle, because it is so congested that that's pretty much what they have to do. Sometimes they cut it very, very close.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, I try and go the speed limit and keep enough distance. If I see a vehicle that starts to come up real close to my front bumper, I start to try and distance myself from them just because I don't want to hit them. And Oh, yeah, I know what you mean about the people pulling out in front of you and stuff. It's not that bad right now, but when I go home at like 4:30, 6:30 in the evening, oh my goodness. I've had so many people pull out in front of me, suddenly stop. I mean, I don't know how I have not had some sort of major accident yet. It's been a miracle of God.
True, and said, I hope you continue to be safe with no accidents. Reason people just start driving worse after they get off work because they're tired from working all day and they just want to get home and relax, and they just forget everybody else is still out there on the road that they have to share the road with, and they just don't care.
I've been guilty of that sometimes.
Like I said, so I'll put myself in that boat too, so where, you know, when either have a bad day or just not feeling well or just some odd reason that, you know, it's, you live in your own little world and sit there and not really worried about the other people that you have to be around to share the road with.
Definitely. One of the things I really don't like, I could be driving on a regular two lane back road. And, I'll be going to speeding at 35, and then all of a sudden I'll have somebody just going around me on a double yellow line. If there's anything that makes me more angry than ever, that's one of the things that really just makes me so angry.
It's a bad thing to do. Like I said, I'm in my first site for election, so I'll just have to, you know, drop right now because I'm fixing to get out, and then I'll get back on when I'm heading to my next site. So 73 until then.
73 Noise. It's a pleasure talking to you, KO4WZ. I will be listening to anyone else
who'd like to
do so.
54 FCM.